You're right. We'll entertain a motion to come back out of recess into public, general session for public hearings.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now back in public session. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read now the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decision, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. Mr. Lank will review with Council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the Commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. The first hearing today is conditional use number 1979, Thomas and Judy Muntz, and Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a retail package store and tavern to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.033 acres, more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 113 and 2,800 feet north of Route 16 and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 230, map 26, parcel number 35.01. For the benefit of Council, Ms. Deaver is passing down a copy of the site plan for this application.
Finally.
The County Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 27th, 2014. During that public hearing, we did receive a comment from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report, which referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and the current level of service B of U.S. Route 13 at this location will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from February 26th from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We did advise the commission that this site is located in a developing area according to the comprehensive plan. The applicants were present, gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and did defer action for further consideration. On March 13th of 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1979 for Thomas and Judy Muntz for a conditional use of land for a retail package store and tavern based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this site has historically been used as a tavern and package store. Such a use has been located at this site on U.S. Route 113 for many years, well before zoning was put into place. Two, the use was a legal nonconforming use, or in other words, grandfathered, but lost its status due to delays in reopening the business. Since it was closed for more than 2 years, the legal nonconforming status expired. Three, the applicants intend to use the premise in its current condition with existing signage. They have stated that they have no plans to expand the building or the use at this time. Four, the use, which has been in existence for a very long time prior to the two-year interruption, will not have an adverse impact on traffic, the neighborhood, or neighboring property values. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use as a tavern shall occur between the hours of noon and 1 a.m. B, the hours of operation for the package store shall be between noon and 1 a.m. C, there shall be no restaurant or cooking facilities on premise. D, the use shall comply with all Sussex County parking requirements. E, the existing signage shall be permitted. F, security lighting shall be provided. It shall be downward screened to provide safety, but shall not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the structure shall exist in its current configuration. Any expansion shall require additional site plan approvals by the Planning and Zoning Commission. H, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mm-hmm. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. On March 11th, we received a letter from Jerry Brittingham and Karen Emery Brittingham. They're residents that live approximately 1,500 feet to the north of the site. They make reference that they're in support of the application, that the residents have been, their primary residence has been located at that site for about 35 years. They support the application. The package store and tavern has been in there for over 50 years. In fact, when giving directions to their home, they always reference it by saying, when you get to the tavern, slow down because we are the fifth house on the right. The package store tavern is located on the site between the area, before the area was improved by the dual highway. They have never encountered any problem with traffic over their patrons. They are confident that this will continue, that the applicants are successful business people that have operated business in the area for over 20 years, that Judy, one of the applicants, has an excellent memory for people, which we see as an asset when operating a business. Finally, as a small business, this site will bring additional employment to Sussex County. The number of employees proposed for this site may not be considered significant, but to the persons employed, it will be an opportunity that was not available prior to this approval. Every business and every job counts towards improving the economy for Sussex County, and they encourage and support the application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Are there any questions?
It's a tavern. It's an operating tavern. In other words, drinks will be served.
It's been called Teddy's Tavern, mm-hmm. and it's been in existence in excess of 50 years.
Yes, okay, I understand. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, is the applicant here and would like to come forward and speak? And I pronounce your name Muntz. Is it Muntz or Muncy?
Muntz.
Okay. Thank you. If you give us your full name and address and then sign in there should be a sign-in sheet.
My name is Thomas Muntz, and I live at 105 Quail Run, Camden, Wyoming, Delaware, 19934.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Judy Muntz, and I live at 105 Quail Run, Camden, Wyoming, Delaware, 19934.
Okay, thank you. And could you explain to council what you want to do and why they should grant this application, please?
Yes, sir. We'd like to reopen what used to be Teddy's Tavern. with a sports bar and a package store right now. And basically, we run the package store. I would probably be running the package store. We would probably have 2 to 3 additional employees with that we plan on hiring at that time.
The Alcoholic Beverage Commission gives out different licenses. My understanding is the tavern license says you're allowed to serve liquor, but not you don't have to serve food. I think some of these licenses now require you, the ABC requires you to offer food. And I'm looking at this one part of the condition that there'd be no restaurant or cooking facilities on the premises. And if you're having a sports bar, I would think, do you have the kind of license?
We have thought about that, and based on what our conversations between my wife and I myself, we like peanuts, chips, that type of thing, and nothing that would cooking. Actually present any kind of cooking or facility that would require.
Was there a reason, Lawrence, on the commission's part or on the applicant's part that why maybe C is in there, why we should be concerned whether they served a hot dog or something like that?
No, basically they said at the public hearing with the commission that they would be basically maybe serving crackers and chips, that type of thing, but it's just...
I mean, if the thing got...
And I would prefer to be able to do that, but the facility right now won't accommodate a kitchen. That's basically it. When we first purchased the property, we had thought about serving food also, but we just don't have the room without going outside the existing footprint of the building to build a kitchen, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, and that would require coming back all the way. If they wanted to make an addition to add on a kitchen, Lawrence, would they have to come back in front of the commission, or could they go to...
They would come back to the revised site plan before the commission. That's a condition number G.
Okay, but it wouldn't require an additional hearing. Okay, I would just... I mean, for us to be concerned whether you have cooking facilities in the future or not, I don't think the county, my personal opinion is, shouldn't be too concerned about that. And I would just say, so we wouldn't have to be monitoring that, you know, somebody came in and complained that they got a hot dog at this place, and that we would have to send an inspector in there undercover to see if he could buy a hot dog.
I understand that.
You know what I mean? We have people in the county would do that job, but
it would be to our advantage that we would be able to do that.
So I would just make a suggestion that by the end of the hearing here, we maybe reconsider the cooking facilities and the restaurant part of it, just as. But I do agree that tavern's been there as long as I can remember.
George? I kind of thought you was going towards it, that they sell food things on a Sunday. I thought that's where you was going.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I think the Alcoholic Beverage Commission regulates taverns, and I don't see why. And ever tell me, does their regulations supersede, the state regulations supersede anything we would...
Then why should we approve what days they stay open in?
I don't think we need to be in hours of operation or anything else, I'll be honest with you.
They should be able to serve.
It's not as if they're starting a new business there. That business, and you well know, because I'm sure you were there a lot when you were a young man.
They don't.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
I don't even know what it looks like. I don't want to go by.
Well, it's been there for a long time.
Oh, yeah. As long as I can remember.
I'm with you, George.
It's 1922, from what I understand.
When I was 20, I used to go in there a lot. No.
No, I'm just saying, if they regulate the hours and days, I don't know if we should say anything about this.
Well, I was starting with this one, but you are correct. There are certain things that we may not want to be involved in with county inspections, and that could be hours of operation and restaurant cooking facilities.
And if and when they expand it on the place, they won't have to come back.
Well, they don't.
If we take out that condition.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting the possibility of deletion of A, B, and C?
Yeah. I'd rather see them have that. Easier for them to have to serve food.
The commission's recommendations are based on what the applicant stated during a public hearing.
Well, he said he doesn't have room enough now.
I know. I'm just saying his hours and all that were part of it.
No, I understand. I just... there's certain things we need to be concerned about, land use issues and not maybe hours of operation in this particular instance, because it's been so well established there. So maybe in a different situation, we should be concerned about hours. I'm not saying all the time, but this this particular instance, I have no problem if the council chose to strike those.
Is there anything else, sir, that you would like to add to your as to the reasons this should be granted, or anything else you'd like to tell the council?
We like to make a business success so we can create an economy in Sussex County also. Of course, it's good for community, good for individual business owner.
Okay, thank you. Council, have any other questions of the applicants?
No.
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here today in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's desire, we can close the public record.
Yes, I'd like to do that.
We will close public hearing, and if it's okay with council, we'll close public record.
Yes.
And ask you to read the short title.
Well, there was some questions about making some amendments.
Right, thank you.
And I would like to entertain a motion to amend, Mr. President.
Oh, you want to entertain a motion or make one? I'll make one for you.
You want to make a motion to amend?
I'm going
to
do a little entertaining first.
The conditions by doing what?
I would say we should strike
the hours.
No cooking is what we're talking about.
That too, but I'm gonna make a motion that we strike under number six A, that's the hours,
and days,
and B, which is also hours of operation. Both of those, right? Reflect and right. C, which is the restaurant cooking facilities. I think we should strike those, and then leave everything else as it is so stated.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to amend the conditions placed by P&Z to strike 6A, 6B, and 6C. Any questions on that motion?
And nobody came to oppose it at planning and zoning, right?
And we had one neighbor in favor of it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Not voting.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title, and then as amended, you'll read them.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail package store and tavern to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.033 acres more or less, tax map ID 230-26-35.01, based upon the findings of planning and zoning 1 through 6 and conditions as amended now to be A through F, as contained on pages 2 and 3.
Pleasure, Council.
I would like to move for adoption.
Second. Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to approve conditional use 1979 with the conditions as amended.
Right. One question.
Question, Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Moore, they would still have to go to the Alcohol Review Board to get their alcohol permit. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any more questions, Council? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and I'm very happy there were no opponents, and we actually had somebody at Planning and Zoning who spoke for this. It's on Route 113, which is a perfect place. It's been in business for years, and I agree with Planning and Zoning reasons, but and I also agree with the conditions as we have amended them.
Oh, well, yes, with the amended conditions, I believe the historical use of the property speaks for itself. It's been there. It's not going to change, and you're going to still continue in a similar use as before. So, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
kind of like probably some on this council struggle sometimes with the concept of us creating establishments that provide a venue for certain vice, whether they're legal or not. In this case, I guess the land use issue is what is before us, and the question as to whether or not this tavern will be serving alcohol beverage will be left up to another governing body. So I'm going to vote yes with planning and zoning, and I wish you luck in your endeavors.
Mr. Wilson.
Not voting.
Thank you, sir. I also I will agree with the findings and the conditions placed on by planning and zoning. It certainly has been there for a long, long time, so we're not changing something different. There was nobody in the community that came against it, had people supportive of it. So I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The next matter is change of zone 1740.
That could be appealed.
Mr. Lang.
How long do they?
This is an application.
When do they know?
I'll probably say this wrong.
45 days.
Joan can say it. Joan has do this name really good.
She's slacking up.
I'm slacking up here, Mr. Lang. I'm not doing my duty.
No, I just wondered if you could pronounce the applicant's name.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
Jianguo Zhang.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.35 acres, more or less, land lying southwest of Route 1, being Coastal Highway, 1,000 feet northwest of Route 258 Hudson Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as District 235, Map 16, Parcel Number 64. For the benefit of the record, just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 27th. During that public hearing process, and in your report, is that there were references to comments from the Department of Transportation, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Office of State Planning Coordination. The commission was advised that this site is located in a low-density area according to the comprehensive plan update. The applicants were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On February 27th, there was a motion to defer action. On March 13th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone number 1740 for Zango Zhang for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although this site is located along State Route 1, it is in an area that is not developed with other commercially or business zone properties. As a result, the rezoning to CR1 would create a standalone 2.35-acre parcel that is not compatible with the adjacent or surrounding properties. Two, the recent applications for properties in this general area have sought conditional use or B1 approvals, not rezoning to CR1. This property should be treated in a similar way. Three, the applicant presented this rezoning request for a specific use that does not appear to require CR1 zoning. Instead, it could be operated under a conditional use approval or possible B1 zoning. Four, the property is not located in a developing area according to the comprehensive plan. And five, it is my recommendation that if the applicant chooses to pursue a conditional use, that the applicant application fee for doing so should be waived by the county. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. On this application, I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the public hearing.
What state zone is it in? Is there their levels?
Oh, no.
What number? It's not in level four, is it? Is it level two?
I can tell you. I don't have that written down. If you want to go ahead with the hearing, I'll look it up for you.
Okay, if there's no other questions from council, is the applicant or someone for the applicant here today? Yes, would you come forward, please? And would you give us your name and address, please?
Yeah, my name is Miao Ho Xu. I'm the wife of Xin Guo Zhang, and he's just out of town today. So I'm here on behalf of him to answer all the questions you may have. I live in 30075 Stagecoach Circle, Milford.
If you could tell the council why you think that this site is appropriate for the change of zone that's been requested.
He requested this for commercial use. He planned to use this property for a medical office. He is a acupuncture practitioner. He started to practice about a year ago, starting in Dover. And right now, he's seeing about 20 patients in a week. More patients coming from the south area, like Lewis and also Rehoboth Beach, those area. So currently, he rent a room in Lewis from another physician's office, sharing the space there. But it's kind of small and very expensive. So that's why he bought this property. And because this property is a little big, too big for himself to use it. So he planned to use a part of it for his practice, and also plan to maybe rent some of the space to other business if it's changed to commercial zone. So that's why he started his application.
Any questions from council members?
I'm looking for the use description. I didn't see acupuncture. It's probably a medical office that's described that way. Of course, we're looking at rezoning.
That's
so
right. It's a
we
rezoning.
We really don't have any description.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You do understand what planning and zoning, the recommendation. Okay. They basically, the conditional use, we could specifically tailor it to you, what you want to do, or B1 doesn't permit all the different activities that a CR1 would permit, which can be pretty extensive. So they and they're concerned about the traffic, I'm sure, there along Route 1. So, I mean, you do understand why they said no. I don't think they said no to you what you wanted to do. It's just you asked for a higher category than they were comfortable with.
My husband did not apply for the conditional use, so I believe and he believes that conditional use, you cannot like rent the space to other practices.
Oh, no, you can do that.
You could?
You can't rent to other people.
Oh,
no,
sure.
No, you can do
sure
all
you
that.
Can.
Oh, yeah. You could
sure.
If you applied for conditional use, you could apply for professional or medical offices, and they could be used for different
rented or whatever
businesses or professional businesses. Mm-hmm. So the better way to apply for there would be for professional offices rather than specifically medical.
Right.
That could be either one. Mm-hmm. It could be a lawyer wanting to rent a space. It could be a doctor. It could be a
accountant or anything like that.
It could be an engineer or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just by applying for professional offices.
Right. So that's basically what they were concerned about. C1, you could put in used car lots. You could put in major shopping center, or fast foods, and all, you know, like a McDonald's, which could cause a lot of traffic problems. So they were concerned about that because it's on Coastal Highway, I guess. Okay, I just wonder if you understood an explanation.
Okay.
Of that. I don't think my reading of it is they weren't opposed to what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they were opposed to how you were doing it.
Okay.
Right.
And I think they suggested another way to do it, which would be more comfortable with them. So. Okay, that's all.
All right.
Any other questions from council?
Well, and I understand they suggested that something be waived.
Any fee
be waived. And is there any other thing that they suggested as far as helping the folks?
Well, what's the backlog right now on?
But it would remain about the same. Even expedited would come out the same because there's not a backlog.
All right.
Not
so
much on
that.
Okay.
Wouldn't take that long for them to come back.
We just need an application form. We filled out. We just pull the documents out of this file and make extra copies if we need them.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything else you would like to add, ma'am?
Is it possible, like a B1, is it it could be possible to apply B1 level?
You could apply for B1 level. We can't tell you what that would be, okay, because you'd have to go back through planning and zoning, and then their recommendation would come to this body.
Okay.
But that is an option. You could apply for that, or they had recommended if you applied for conditional use that the fees be waived on that.
Okay.
Could I ask, for instance, Mr. Cole, how would you feel about a B1 zoning?
It's up to her.
I mean, would you feel the same reason?
I'd have to hear the applicant.
It's on the highway. Yeah, I would.
Just have to
change of zone to B1 as opposed to a conditional use?
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Okay. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair to put us, we can't ask us that now. But I would just say the suggestion is, do we want to vote for this, what's in front of us? The suggestion from planning and zoning is to waive a fee for that. But they also suggested B1 or CU. But they said with a CU, they would waive a fee. So it sounds to me like they're encouraging you to go to the CU. Doesn't mean that they didn't say you could do a B1. They just said they didn't like CR1.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I read out of all this.
I think CU is appropriate for that area.
Like without committing myself to saying what I'm going to do, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have anyone else here today?
No.
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing at this time and close the public record if it's council's desire.
Okay, we'll close public hearing. Is it okay with council? We'll close public record?
Yes.
Now, Everett, let me ask one question.
Go ahead.
A technical question. If a denial was to happen, they don't have to wait a year, do they?
No.
Mr. Lang said it would go.
If it's a different application, right, they couldn't apply for the same thing.
Could apply for CR1 again.
For a year.
Okay, right.
Apply for something different.
Sure, just clarify. Okay, fine. That's fine.
But they could apply for a CU.
CU or B1.
At 230.
CU or B1, you can walk right out and go do it right now.
Yeah, but a CU is like the fee is like a. It's free. You don't have to know fee, but B1.
Planning zoning's recommendation is not to charge any fees associated with the application for the conditional use.
Okay.
They didn't say that for the B1, and that's for us now to consider.
Right. Okay. I would recommend if that's what you want, that there be no fee, that be part of your findings.
Okay.
Any more questions of the council?
What did the traffic say about this, Lawrence, anything?
Let's see.
CR.
They looked at they gave us a letter of memorandum in reference to the department recommend this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study will be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed.
Right.
That the property owner can develop a rights in, rights out access to Delaware Route 1 for a site generating an average of 40 vehicle trips per day, and at the current level of service E of Route 1 will not change as a result of this application.
So if we go to CR, we don't know where the traffic's going to be.
If they go to whatever they do on this site, whether it's conditional, neighborhood business B1, or CR1, it's got to go back to DLDOT, and at the time they propose a site plan, DLDOT's got to approve the entrance, and they could require a traffic impact study.
Depending on what they want.
Depending on what's going to be used for.
So the higher they go up, the worse it
is. The higher they go up, the more impact it is.
That's what I'm trying to tell
you.
I'm sorry. So
if you don't really need that CR, you might be
they really don't.
Come back down to the next level.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have to get a traffic impact study and you're asking for the CR1, they will look like you could have a shopping center there, and they would make you make improvements that could break your bank.
Mm-hmm. They were looking the most
so
extreme.
Costly. When you come in for exactly what you want to do, they're not going to probably do minimal amount of improvements that you end up having to pay for, so it would be cheaper if you do it.
They're not going to look at the zoning. They're going to look at the use. So if she's going to use it for acupuncture plus some offices, that's what.
I mean, it's like a zone is a change.
Conditional use, they would do that, right? But
they
not
would
in
do
the
that,
CR.
Yeah, they would do it on the CR too, because
no,
Mr. Cole or Mr. Lamp just said at the time that she decides what she wants to do, she will inform them of what she wants to do.
Even a conditional use would do the same.
And
right.
Then at that time, they'll tell her what to do. What's the closest CE or CR to this? within a
There's no CR1 in the immediate area. There's several hundred feet to a commercial.
There are some commercial, about 100 feet, a couple hundred feet away.
There's C1 and B1 in close proximity, but it's a couple hundred feet away.
So it's
mostly
near Hudson.
Across Route 1.
Mm-hmm. Plus, okay. Should I build a merging lane or anything else? God knows what you have.
I can't remember if it's still there. There's Country Living. Construction company had an office on the corner of Steamboat Landing Road, and there's an old garage that was converted to commercial zoning. It pre-existed as a conditional use, and for them to expand, they went commercial several years, 10 or 15 years ago.
So there is commercial in the areas.
Right.
Would you consider this spot zoning from your professional?
Personally?
No, professionally.
Professionally? It's in close proximity to other commercial areas.
No, I would take that as a no.
Separated by several hundred feet to another commercial district. And it's mostly residential other than those commercial pieces that have been altered.
So would that be spot zoning or no?
I don't know. That's a professional opinion other than somebody other than me. They almost get down to court when it comes to spot zoning or not.
Well, no, it's not an issue. So
how do we handle this now?
It really is. It's not something you can just say, is it spot zoning? That'd be my opinion versus yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's several hundred feet away from another commercial site.
Right. How long has that commercial been there, Marge? Two or three years recently? Or?
Well, like I said, the one, I'm looking at the map right now, the one for Country Living is an office that was rezoned probably 20-some-odd years ago.
Okay.
The one that was a garage, which I said was a garage, was a conditional use back in the 70s or 80s, and to them to expand, they went for commercial. Because there was a time in the 70s and 80s where the courts were saying conditional use is the method that you use. You've got to go for rezoning. And that's why it was rezoned. And across the road, it's about 200 feet away, is two small commercial pieces that had existing businesses. One was a landscaping business or a garden center. And I believe now it may be a gun shop or something of that nature. And the next closest, then everything else is AR.
Mm-hmm.
And the next closest commercial would be across Hudson Road to the south, and that's about a couple acres of land, but it's just for billboards. That's all there is. There's no buildings on it.
How far is it from Hudson Road?
From Hudson Road itself?
It's not going to affect Hudson in any way.
No, Hudson Road's commercial on both sides.
It's a troubled road.
Hudson Road is where I say there's about three or four
about
parcels.
About 1,000 feet.
About 5 acres, okay. and there's five billboards on it. Basically, that's all there is.
Well, you know, I've seen businesses start off as a CU, and then as things in the neighborhood changed and built up commercially, come back and get a commercial zoning, and seems to have worked out quite well in my neighborhood.
Mr. Moore's correct. It's about 1,000 feet across to get across
Hudson
Road.
1,000 feet. Okay. All right.
All right. Moore, you could read a short title, please.
Yes. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.3522 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-35-16-64. And if when you do vote, please give your reasons.
Mm-hmm. Would there be any sentiment by the council to defer this for a week until Mr. Moore could bring a definition back for spot zoning?
No.
We're not even talking about spot. Is there anybody concerned? There's no concern about spot zoning, I don't think, in this issue.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Not on their dime, please.
Okay.
No, okay. Okay, I guess not.
I've just read the report.
What's the pleasure, Council?
I would like to move for, we have to move for adoption, so I would like to do that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole.
Motion to approve, but which,
approve.
Which we do.
Yes, we have
put
to
everything
do
in the positive.
Yes.
Change the zone, number 1740.
Affirmative.
Change the zone.
Now you vote.
Any questions on the motion?
No.
If there's none, we will have the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm going to have to vote along with planning and zoning, and my reasons are exactly the same reasons that planning and zoning gave, and I do think that a CU is far more appropriate for that property at this time. So I cannot vote for the CR1.
Mr. Cole?
The same reasons, but just to add to it, I would support waiving any fees for conditional use application for this use in that location.
And your vote is?
My vote would be no. I support planning zoning's reasonings for denial.
Okay. Phillips?
I'm going to vote yes. It's obvious that the community has no problem with this application. There's no objections to it. There are commercial zonings within a couple hundred yards, I believe I heard it said. And the argument against that would be that this is spot zoning, that this is out all by itself. And Mr. Lank made it clear that that's simply not the case. It sounds as if the intended use is not a high-impact use. The fact that it's only 2.35 acres is going to prevent it from becoming a shopping center, as someone tried to imply. I think this will be fine. DelDOT will look at the entrance when the time comes to begin construction there. And we have given commercial zoning to other properties on Route 1 and the other major thoroughfares with less commercial zoning in the area than this. So it's not going to be a precedent by any means. I vote yes.
Wilson?
Well, made it more difficult all the time, and I just, we just took a course on HUD.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks ago, and I thought I had good reason to vote down a piece of property, and it didn't work that way. Evidently, HUD didn't see it that way, and it came to property rights, and I saw some problems, and I had really thought that maybe planning and zoning was exactly on target, but
this is not a dwelling, is it?
Pardon?
Sure. I'm sorry.
I really think that I can see the reason. I guess I should be quicker to give my answer, but I can really see the reason why they said no. But then again, it's not my call if they have to pay all this money to the transportation or highway department. It's not my call to say how much money they got to spend. It's not my call how much money they got to spend to get past whoever else. And so with that thought, I'm going to have to vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I usually go the other way, but but after 2 weeks of HUD, I thought I've had enough.
I'm going to vote no. I'm going to agree with the findings of planning and zoning. I agree with their rationale. I think that conditional use makes more sense in that area. And the concern I have with making CR1 change, once you change that, there's numerous things that could go on that piece of land. That is not what we're presenting with today. So I'm agree with planning and zoning. I think it makes more sense to have a conditional use where you get exactly what you asked for. I'm going to vote no, motion defeated. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 1743. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. This is the application of Charles and Christy Greaves to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The parcel contains 18,886 square feet, more or less. Land lying southeast of Route 16, Broadkill Road, across from Route 233, Reynolds Road, and being identified as Tax Map ID, District 235, Map 15, Parcel 25. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 27th of 2014. We did, during the public hearing process, let me pass these down first. I passed down a packet of information provided by the applicant. It includes a copy of the application form, statement from the applicant, a copy of the survey of the property, a series of aerial photographs and aerial Google maps and photographs of the property around the site. We did hear comments from DelDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Mr. Greaves did go before the Preliminary Land Use Service. The Commission was advised that this site is in a developing area according to the comprehensive plan update. The applicants were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1743 for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon a record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the parcel is surrounded by commercially zoned property.
Okay, there you go.
And residential use is no longer the highest and best use of the property. The rezoning will make the parcel consistent with its surroundings. Two, the location along Route 16 is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect the adjacent properties, the neighborhood, or area roadways. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, any change in the site will require site plan approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since the 27th.
That's, and they say it's surrounded by other commercial uses.
Each side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Three sides and right. Across the ring.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay. Any further questions from council? If not, will the applicant come forward, please? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I guess my packet says the aerial photographs say most of what I need to say. I'll try to keep it brief.
Could you give us your full name and address
the
record, please?
My name is Charles Graves, and I live at 26285 Broadkill Road in Milton. I'm actually across the street, down the street from the subject property, and the previous owner was unable to sell it as a residence, and the property fell into foreclosure. I looked at it every day as I drove by, and it just struck me that it's the property as a residence is truly non-conforming with the community surrounding it. And I guess my purpose is to reinstitute value for the property. It's pretty much worthless as a residence. It wasn't at one time. But now it has an auto repair service on one side, maintenance, construction, storage units in the back of it, and commercial storage units to the left of it. And the front is, across the street is also commercial. Milton has gone through a series of closing of different stores, and they've closed four antique stores, and I guess my wife and I's family purpose is to open an antique shop there. There is 12-car parking available. It has ingress egress already. It has a commercial 40-foot apron at the highway. The house has a huge appendage in the front of it. It's an odd house. We've already restored the residential section of the house, but I guess my preference would be to have an antique store there. There would be no cooking or food service of that kind. We had talked about there's a local dairy ice cream place to provide another outlet for their ice cream, possibly there, but there would be no food service other than that. And if we're successful and we had additional space, we would rent out office space in the back. I don't know really what else to tell you. The pictures kind of say it all. It's just out of, at one time it was a nice residence, I'm sure. But at this point in time, Sussex County is dotted with abandoned houses, and I wouldn't want to see this happen.
Thank you. Any questions from council members?
I noticed you live right across. Would you be right across the road from the trails at Beaver Creek?
Yes, ma'am. I'm vested in the community.
Live over there.
I do live
there. At
the
trails?
How about that? No, I live in the David Robbins Homestead, the old house. The local people call it the old Jones place.
Right. But I do know that that's right in the middle of a number of other businesses.
You're looking at the wrong one.
What's that?
Looking at Route 9.
Oh, okay. Well, it is. Here's Here's the trails at Beaver Creek.
Right, that's the next application.
Okay, all right. So then, all right. So, but it is...
Do you all have these photos? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I have. Okay, I got it. Oh, yes, I see. Okay.
They're like stuck in the middle between all those commercials.
Gotcha. Broad. All right. Good. Okay. No more questions.
She knows where she is now.
I know where I am now.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here in favor of this application? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and with council's approval, close the public record.
We will close the public hearing, and it's okay with council, we'll close the public record. And Mr. Moore, I ask you to read the short title.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 18,886 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 23515-25. Then that's it.
Pleasure, council.
I'd like to close the record and move for adoption.
On that, we need a motion to approve if you want to.
Yes.
So
motion, Mr. Devens, second, Mr. Cole, to approve change of zone number 1743.
Yes.
Any questions on that motion?
Did anybody ask him if he would do a conditional use? I may have missed it.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
This application was
different area.
Surrounded on all three sides by C1.
Yeah, I see it. The total acreage is probably less than what the C1 on the previous application. I just didn't know if anybody thought that he might want to see a conditional use.
We always offer that option at the counter.
Excuse me, Lawrence.
You said that was all brought up?
We always offer that option at the counter when someone comes in and applies.
Okay.
They can go for conditionally. That's always offered. It's always we always advise that it's an easier process.
I just got a lesson on how important CUs are in the previous application, and it's just odd that now it didn't come up.
Okay. Take a vote now, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. I vote yes for this. It is appropriate in that area, and I agree with planning and zoning, and I agree with their every reason that they give for the rezoning.
I'll vote yes. I think planning and zoning, again, was correct in their recommendation. I believe this is a perfect example of what's called infill, and it'll bring it incompatible with its surrounding property and bring the property back into a use as opposed to sitting there not being very appealing to anybody because of its zoning of residential in that particular location. So my vote would be yes. Stoltz.
I vote yes, based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning. Again, there is commercial property in the area, and this would not be considered spot zoning. You'll be able to get financing more easily, I would expect. And DelDOT is going to require you to do what you have to do to the entrance based on the use, not on the zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I just vote yes on what recommendation of P&Z.
I also agree with P&Z findings of the recommendation they made and the fact that it is entirely surrounding on all three sides across the street with looks like commercial uses, so it doesn't make much sense to anything different, I guess. So I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore.
Thank you. The next item is change of zone 1744. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an application of Phyllis Frost and Princess Watkins to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.85 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 18, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 1,500 feet west of Route 258, being Hudson Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 235, map 30, parcel 55. This application was already also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 27th, 2014. We did receive copies of comments from the county engineering department. We did advise the council commission that this is in a developing area according to the comprehensive plan update. The applicants were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1744 for Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon a record made during a public hearing for the following reasons. The parcel has nearby and adjacent commercial properties. The parcel has been used in the past as commercial property for a vegetable stand, and the property has an existing commercial entrance. The location along Route 9, also called Route 18, is appropriate for CR1 zoning. 3, the rezoning will not adversely affect the adjacent properties, the neighborhood, or area roadways. 4, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And 5, any change in the site will require site plan approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the record, I have not received any additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the 27th of February. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Any questions from council members?
There's no central sewer up there of any kind.
No, it's septic.
Septic. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from council members? If not, will the applicant come forward and give us your presentation, please? And give us your name and address first, please.
I'm Philip Cross, 26986 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, 19951. We would like to change this. Currently, the property has a conditional use for what most of you would know as a veggie shack for the farm market and the greenhouses. And it's currently, it's for sale. We live on the property right now, but we would like to change to commercial just to avoid limiting the access. When we opened Veggie Shack, Del Dot required us to put in an entrance, commercial entrance. We paid, I think, $40,000 for that, for two curbs and a stop sign. But that was done. They didn't want us to have an entrance that was close or next to the passing lane. They're using the shoulder of passing lane for cars turning left into Hunter's Mill Estates. So the current entrances before that passing lane were about 300 feet or so west of Hunter's Mill. We also, there are a number of commercial properties currently down Route 9, and the closest being, I guess, on our side, just west of us, a few hundred feet. We have Donut Connection, a small shopping center, and across the street, Classic Auto. So we would like it. Currently, the property is for sale. It's time to downsize for some of us. And we request the rezoning.
Thank you.
And you're across from Hunter's, what is it? Hunter's Mill.
They were just west of them.
Yes, but we're directly across as a community, too.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nut trails at Beaver Creek. It's close.
They're up. They're
close.
West.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're about a mile.
Yeah,
it's
close.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
Mm-mm.
Do council members have any questions?
It's the fruit stand. It's a vegetable stand. It's right. It's now already there. So.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Seeing no questions, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close our public hearing on this matter, and with council's consent, close the public public record.
Yes.
Close the public hearing?
Yes.
It's okay with council?
Yes. I'm going to move for adjournment.
Is there any, again, I guess it begs.
Do you want me to make a motion and then you can talk about it?
That he would want to do a conditional use here for the specific use in the future?
What?
We currently have a conditional use. We currently have a conditional use for that.
For the fruit stand.
For the fruit stand and greenhouses
mm-hmm.
in the back.
Right.
It's closed.
And you want to do what with this new property?
We want to change. We have no planned use right now.
No plan at all.
We're selling the property.
Shopping center could go here.
What?
Okay.
Not sure.
What are you saying?
We have no planned use right now. Derek Lingo has it listed currently, and we would like. We don't want to limit the property.
Land on Route 1 was on 24 was rezoned the same way. Didn't for no reason, just rezoned it. Let me tell you.
But not, so it's not conditional. You're going to.
We are conditional right now.
Already conditional.
Mm-hmm. It's for sale, and they're trying to up the use to make it more valuable.
And it's not
pure
successful.
Speculation.
Mr. Cole, any more questions, Council?
No.
Or if you read the short title.
Yes.
So we got planning and zoning the same.
And ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.85 acres, more or less, tax map ID 235-30-55.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Do we have a second?
Move for approval is what I had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do we have a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. We will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second. Mr. Wilson to adjourn. Mrs. Deaver, take the vote.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Okay. I vote yes. Just sit here.
What just happened?
I would like to.
I'll think of entertaining a motion.
I'll make a motion. We defer action on this application.
I'll second it.
We have a motion. We have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Yeah. To defer?
Yes. Let's do it.
We'll now take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'll give you the vote. Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'd like to look at it again.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson? Oh, yes, we'll defer it. Now. Motion to adjourn. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Yes. I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.